This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're amazing. I hope you're well. I hope you've had a tremendous Monday. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for being tuned in. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we talked about a lot because, yeah, I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Midtown, about 15 minutes from me at Truist Park. Man, they got the home run derby going on right now, this minute, this second. I'm going to give you an update momentarily. We know the big game is going to take place tomorrow between the American League and the National League. We got the All-Star game. And then we've had some news today. Garrett Wilson gets a new contract from the New York Jets. Juwan Jennings from the 49ers is just like, well, I had a big year. Pay me or trade me. I go, do you really have that much leverage? Okay. We talked about Teddy Bridgewater. Suspended from his high school football team? Yeah, he's a coach. Because he got the kids Uber rides and food? Okay, I think the worst things have happened, like Quinshon Judkins arrested. Alleged domestic violence issues. The guy hasn't even signed his NFL contract yet with the Cleveland Browns. Nick Saban rumored to be returning at some point. I don't believe it. And so we've discussed a lot, and thank you so much to our guest, Brandon Marcello, National College Football reporter for CBS. Brandon came on by to talk to us about SEC Media Days, which is underway also here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, everything going on here in Atlanta. Beyonce, WWE, Major League Baseball, SEC, you name it, Atlanta got it. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. And this, man, if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Got so many different ways, a variety of ways to go ahead and tune in. Man, we talked about Wimbledon yesterday, Yannick Sinner. Finally turning around and finally beating Alcaraz, which was cool. We'll talk about Cooper Flag. I even mentioned the FIFA Club World Cup, which ended yesterday after about a month of action. Chelsea beat PSG in MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford yesterday. And now we got to get ready for the big World Cup next year. And so just there's so much going on in the sports world, the sports calendar. And we're a couple of days. I think the ESPYs will take place on Wednesday. And so it's just a busy, busy time. 888-710-4ISN. Of course, as we continue on with the show, at the end we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And as it stands right now in the Home Run Derby here in Atlanta, Georgia, James Wood of the Nationals has hit 16 home runs. Brent Rooker has hit 17 home runs. Junior Caminero has hit 21 home runs. And that's where we stand right now. And at this rate, the Home Run Derby will go on for another 20 hours. Bacha, when the hell is this thing going to be over? I get it. It's kind of early, but they've been an hour going already. They've only had three guys up to hit?
No, they just finished the fourth, so. O'Neill Cruz is at 21.
What are we up to now? Who just hit?
O'Neill Cruz is at 21. So,
oh, so he tied Junior Caminero. Okay.
Yes. So there's four more. I'd say this would be done by 10:30, 10:40.
You think so?
I think so.
They got four more guys to hit in the first round. And then they're going to go to another four guys, even though they're going to shorten it out. I'm going to say this is going to be done closer to 11.
Yeah, they are pushing it. But maybe they'll do, they're spreading it out, to say the least.
Yeah, speed it up. They need to speed it up. If I was in there, I'd be bored already. This is why I'm here in the studio and not there. 888-710-4ISN. Josh is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Josh, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
FIFA for soccer, actually.
Okay.
So I've been watching it lately, and so far, Messi is not doing so well this year.
Okay, I mean, he's older. What do you want from him?
Well, when I started watching, he was a little bit better, but then the last night when I was watching it, or whenever it happened, I forget, but he did actually a lot better.
Well, I just looked up Messi's numbers in MLS this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Messi has started 15 games and he has 16 goals, which is still ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody wakes up and has, you know, a goal per game. That's still one of the best on planet Earth. How many more goals do you want from Messi? Like, he started off whooping everybody's ass when he came over to the MLS. I mean, I wouldn't expect that pace.
Right. Well, probably like two or three more goals, and that'll be fine with me.
Okay. All right. Well, I think he's amazing, even though he just turned 38. I think in the MLS, he's still whooping ass, Josh, okay? I think he's okay.
Yeah.
LeBron is okay, too, Josh. Tom Brady was okay. All right. It's all right. Well, thank you, Josh. Appreciate you.
Have a great night.
You as well. Josh from Pennsylvania. Okay. Bacha, I didn't expect that one, but okay, right?
Maybe he watched that one game in the Club World Cup where, was it, Inter Miami played Bayern? I forgot. They played a really good team and got killed, and Messi didn't do much.
Well, it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, his team, compare the teams, and you're going to be like, oh, okay, MLS versus European talent. Big difference.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge Lionel Messi. I looked at the numbers. I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't look like a guy. This is... He's still one of the best in the world, and he's able to come over here and beat up on the MLS team, so why not? I mean, if we took LeBron James at his current age and put LeBron in the EuroLeague, I mean, is LeBron winning MVP? Maybe, possibly. Sometimes you got to look at the reality of what the hell is going on. But speaking of the FIFA Club World Cup, I told you it finished up yesterday, MetLife Stadium. Shout outs to Chelsea. Shout outs to my main man Farouk. I know he's pretty happy about the results that are there. And then, of course, the biggest story at the end was the fact that the president didn't want to get off the stage when he handed over the trophy. So, pretty hilarious situation there. Enzo Maresca on Chelsea, he talked about winning the Club World Cup.
Very happy for the players. What a moment. Club World Cup, we won this competition. And we are very, very happy.
How did it feel to lift the trophy there, surrounded by your coaching staff, surrounded by your friends?
No, yeah, it's been a lovely journey, through all the season in this competition. We went, group stage and then another game, another one, another one, another one. And today, I think, the performance was top against a top opposite.
Yeah, so the Club World Cup was basically the appetizer for next year when we have the World Cup, which is going to take place in 11 cities across North America. So, and then the final for that will once again be at MetLife Stadium right outside of New York City, where Garrett Wilson just got himself a brand new contract. And so, it was nice to see the Club World Cup. I watched. I wish the final was a little bit more competitive than what it was, but hopefully a whole lot more people were introduced to the game. We've had a lot of opportunities for it over the past several years, especially with, as our last caller mentioned, Messi coming over. He certainly is the biggest guy. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Andrew, what's up?
JR, hey, how you doing tonight?
I feel good, man. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to get what I feel is everyone's talking about Oklahoma City and their setup for this dynasty, which Sam Presti, he did an amazing job, and he's really got a lot of good years ahead of him, probably a couple chips in the way. But next year, do you think the Denver Nuggets, with their offseason acquisition, have a chance to take them out and get come out of the West, given their Jokic's new backup?
I think, and we did hear or learn that Jonas Valanciunas, that trade with the Sacramento Kings, it did go through over the weekend. And I guess apparently Jonas Valanciunas is going to show up. I don't know how he could not honor his contract with an NBA club just to, you know, ditch him and go overseas. I don't see that working out. All things considered, if Jonas Valanciunas is on that team, not to say that he's a massive difference maker, but he can certainly spell Jokic. I think the Nuggets are one of the best teams in the West that can come out alongside the Nuggets, who you mentioned, and then also the Houston Rockets. So the Nuggets adding Cam Johnson, bringing back Bruce Brown, adding Jonas Valanciunas. I think they have more depth, and I think they've added some variety to the roster. So I like it. Like the Nuggets, like a lot of teams, I just want to see them be healthy. You know, I think if they're healthy, things will be fun to watch.
And it's always iffy with Jamal Murray. You really don't know what kind of version. He's been up and down the last couple of years. And when he's good and Jokic is really not, it's when he scores less than 35, they seem to win. And when he puts up 40, they lose. And he has to have these Herculean efforts. That is a solid 13-year veteran backing him up. And you get rid of and you add Bruce Brown again, who was huge on their championship team. I don't think Oklahoma City's better than Denver, in my opinion. So,
wow.
I'm glad you agree a little bit.
Well, I don't agree with that last part. I still think Oklahoma City they have more depth than Denver does. Just flat and period. They have more depth. What I will see, and thank you
five.
So much. Say again, Andrew?
Starting five. How do you feel their starting five matches? Because Malone used to like to play those starters a lot of minutes. I know he's gone, but still the same theory there in Denver.
Well, I still think the Thunder, as an overall, I think they are a younger team. I think they're more athletic. You can also say that they're champions. If you just want to come, when I say depth, I don't know if you're asking me about the depth by looking at the starting five. I think the Thunder starting five is better than the Nuggets starting five. And I know for a fact, when you start thinking about the bench and guys who don't start, the Thunder are a deeper team. So I'm not going to say Denver's better than them. Can they win?
Yeah,
but I'm not going to say they're better. Not today.
That's fair. That's fair. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, Andrew. Thank you for calling from New York. Yeah, I'm not counting on that. Younger team, bigger team. Like they basically have two all-stars here on the team. And then they got Chet Holmgren, who just got himself a max contract. And he's making 15, well, not 15. He's scoring 15 points and what is he, 15 and 8? He got a max contract. Like they gave him a max contract because he's 7-1 and he could shoot. He could play defense. He's 23 years old. He got a max contract based off of what they just did, winning a championship, even though Chet was hurt, you know, earlier on in the year. I'm taking the Thunder over the Nuggets, man. But it is July, and we have to see them play. And then you would think that some of the Nuggets' depth pieces, some of the younger guys, you know, step up even more. I mean, is there another level that Christian Brown can take? Julian Strother, is he taking his game to another level? So a team with Jokic and good players around him, I think Cam Johnson is certainly an upgrade over Michael Porter Jr. If Cam Johnson could stay healthy, he has his own history of sitting down and injuries, yeah, the Nuggets can certainly go out there and give them a run. Let's see if they do it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Home Run Derby is still rolling on here in Atlanta, Georgia. We now got Byron Buxton here up the bat. Bacha, what is he up to? On my side, it says 14. What is he on you?
18.
Oh, he's
assuming this ball lands. Yeah, it's 18.
18 home. Oh, so, and he might. He's at the end of the outs almost. Well,
no. At this point, he's got zero outs. Well, now he just
now okay. Bonus round. What is all it? Bonus round? Why? Because he hit so many home runs.
If you hit two homers over 425 feet, you get four. You get four outs that you can use to hit more homers.
If Byron Buxton comes back home to Georgia, is here in the Home Run Derby, and is lighting it up. He is most certainly going to advance here, it looks like it, you know, into the second round. James Wood, 16 home runs. Brent Rooker, 17. Junior Caminero with 21. O'Neal Cruz with 21. After Byron Buxton finishes up, we got Jazz Chisholm, Cal Raleigh, who leads Major League Baseball with 38 home runs so far here at the All-Star break. And then we have the hometown guy who will go last, Matt Olson. That's my pick to go out there and win it all. We'll see what Matt Olson does at the end. If this Home Run Derby ever finishes, well, looks like they're going to be swinging until about 11 p.m. Eastern time, 8 Pacific. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of this break, I want to talk about baseball. We know that tomorrow is the actual All-Star game. They want to highlight some of their big names and some of their big athletes, even a guy like Jacob Mizorowski, who just arrived to the bigs with the Brewers, and now he's already being thrown into the game. But is Major League Baseball actually doing the best job to promote this? We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. LeBron James said over the weekend, I have nothing to talk about. So many rumors about where he might end up and what he might do. And then, of course, at the end of the show, as we always do, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Jazz Chisholm is now at the plate. 2025 Home Run Derby, Byron Buxton. Well, I guess I shorted him a little bit. He only finished with 20 home runs here in the first round. James Wood with 16, Brent Rooker with 17, Junior Caminero with 21, O'Neill Cruz with 21, Byron Buxton with 20. Jazz Chisholm just getting started here. After him, we got Cal Raleigh. Then we have Matt Olson from the Atlanta Braves. So Cal Raleigh, of course, everybody wants to see what he does. 38 home runs here at the midway point, or at least at the All-Star break. And then Matt Olson, of course, plays for the Atlanta Braves, replacing, dare I say, Freddie Freeman, who I'm sure has been crying all week. And so we'll see what Matt Olson does as the hometown guy. And then Cal Raleigh, can he swing for the fences? You know, is that power stroke going to last? And then, really, once we get past today, tomorrow, what is he going to look like to continue the season? Like, we've never seen a catcher do this. And to see him maintain, or how he can maintain in the regular season, will be something to pay attention to. And then the fact that he's participating in this home run derby, we've heard about this screwing up mechanics and guys getting hurt and the fatigue. Bacha, he can't continue at this pace, right? He's going to slow down over the next month or so.
He'll definitely go into a slump. I still believe that anyone who does the home run derby goes into a slump. It messes with your swing, and it messes with just the motions of finding a rhythm in the box. He's bound to have a slump after this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the way that he's been going, he definitely will be. We'll see what happens. We'll see how many home runs he hits. The rate that they're going, he'll probably get up right when we get ready to get off air. So we'll see what happens. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Meanwhile, we talked about the game tomorrow and so many replacements. Jacob Mizorowski will be out there on behalf of the Brewers, even though he's only had 5 starts. And then you start thinking about the replacements. Like, they're 80 All-Stars. 80! And I get it, guys can't pitch, and guys pitched a couple days ago, so you got to give guys a break, or they're not on the bullpen day, a guy like Max Fried. And so there's so many questions, but are we oversaturated now? We got guys in the All-Star game who just showed up to work a couple weeks ago. I don't know. Jeff Passan was on Pat McAfee's show, and then he talked about the All-Star week and the weekend and how it's marketed and sold. Take a listen to this.
What the All-Star game should serve as is the gateway for people to become actual fans. Yep. When you see guys do incredible things, you're like, that's a guy I got to watch. That's someone I want to see a little bit more of. And then you watch a game, and it's not slogging on for like 3 hours like it used to.
Yeah, now it's quick.
You got your 2.5-hour quick baseball game, and it's like, oh, this sport's not boring. There's actually action going on. It's interesting. There are characters. There are personalities. Like, I think baseball has a good product to sell right now.
Agreed.
And what the All-Star game should serve as is giving a little bit to the people to, like, bring them in, give them those dopamine hits with those 104-mile-an-hour pitches and with those 500-foot home runs. And after that, say, hey, we also have something that has thought and that has strategy and that has all the things that, you know, those of us who have been baseball fans for a long time fell in love with it because.
Well, as it should be. The key word, operative word, should, which is why we got a guy like Jacob Mizorowski, who I mentioned has made 5 starts here in the pros. 5 starts. He's going to be in the game tomorrow as a replacement for Matthew Boyd. Like, we don't get a guy like Chris Sanchez from the Phillies. We don't get a guy like Ranger Suarez from the Phillies. He has a 1.94 ERA for the point that Jeff Passan just made. Like, baseball is trying to sell its stars. Even the guys who just showed up and who you would say, man, do they deserve to be All-Stars? Nah, I wouldn't say Mizorowski deserves to be an All-Star at this point in time. Baseball is like, hey, he is the future. Let's give him the job. Life ain't fair. And so they're giving it to him. Now, take a listen to someone who doesn't think it's fair. AJ Pierzynski. He talked about Mizorowski you know, making the All-Star game, even though he just showed up to the bigs. Listen.
People have bonuses attached to this.
Yeah.
Right? So whether Juan Soto makes $700 million, he still gets a big bonus for being elected an All-Star. So for Mizorowski to get this, it's like, okay, Christopher Sanchez is the obvious choice, but there's other people that have obvious choices. And there's a lot of people that, you know, obviously aren't coming this year, which is also disappointing. But the ones that, like, you could find someone to come that has been there all year and done a lot of good things. And the fact that Christopher Sanchez isn't here and Mizorowski is, Philly summed it up perfectly when they said it was a joke.
Nah. Yeah. Philly's found it to be an absolute joke, as they should. As they should. Now, are you kidding me? Bacha, did Jazz, I just blinked. Did Jazz Chisholm just, did he quit? What happened?
No, he was just probably the worst performance I've ever seen from anyone in the Home Run Derby.
Well, I turn my head and I see Cal Raleigh is now up, and I'm like, where did Jazz Chisholm, how many homers did he hit?
Three. He hit one homer in a minute and 30 seconds, I would say. Called timeout, and it didn't help.
So did he quit? Is that technically quitting?
No, so they each get a timeout. So he, like, stopped it, composed himself, and still was really bad.
Oh, my God. Three home runs? Well, I guess if you're a Yankees fan, you're happy with that, right? You prefer him to just sit on his backside, get an at-bat tomorrow, and kind of turn to see three home runs?
He needs the short porch in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, my God. It might be. With 314 feet? Well, now Cal Raleigh is here. The man who's hit 38 home runs in the first half of the season. His dad is out here tossing for him. And you've probably seen the clip already by now. It's been going viral for weeks now, where Cal Raleigh, as a kid, is running around in a house or outside, and he's just like, I'm going to be the home run champion. I'm going to win the home run derby. And it's kind of crazy to see this guy's dreams come true. I mean, so for a lot of people, dreams do come true. And so Cal Raleigh, 38 home runs, and it's even more impressive that he's the catcher. I agree with Bacher. He's going to hit a wall, and it's going to be curtains for this guy. I just, what catcher? Like Mike Piazza probably has the record. What is it, like 40-something home runs?
For a catcher, he's got to be somewhere near that. I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, I think it's Mike Piazza might have the home run record for a catcher. Let's see. Yeah, well, okay, we know the total's 399.
Well, it was Salvador Perez. He had
48. Wow. 2021. Wow.
That doesn't count. That's the juice ball era.
Oh, that's when everything was flying out.
Yeah. I think that was the peak of its juiced.
Most home runs by a catcher in the season. Okay. Yeah, 48 by Salvador Perez in 2021. Oh, Johnny Bench hit 45 in 1970. Okay. Did Mike Piazza have 41 one year? Javi Lopez with the Braves hit 43. Okay, right. Todd Hundley with the Mets. Oh, he hit 41. Okay. Yeah, mixed up Hundley and then Piazza. Yeah, Roy Campanella, God bless him, 40. Mike Piazza hit 40. Okay. Yeah, and now we got a guy who already has 38. Now, I'm not wishing this on Cal Raleigh. I wouldn't be surprised if he only hit 10 more home runs the rest of the season. Would you be shocked?
I wouldn't, especially with being a catcher and it drains your body going into the end of the season. It's quite possible, and he's also a switch hitter, and if you look at the deep numbers of stats, he's not expected to have this many homers if he played in another stadium.
What? You say in Seattle, which is a big park?
It's a big park.
Is he getting benefit of playing in there?
No, Seattle's one of the hardest parks to even hit homers. That's why this record 38 in the first half is insane in itself. But if you look at the road stats and everything like that, he's getting kind of lucky where he's playing. Like
On the road?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, safe call, whatever the hell they call it, people have been complaining about that since they opened it, about how damn big it is. So we'll see what Cal Raleigh does. And what is he doing so far? He has, well, my count, he has 8 home runs. What is he up to on your end?
He has 9 with the minute left.
He has 9? Oh, so he's not advancing. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they got the bonus round. Anything can happen there.
The bonus? What, there's a bonus round?
Oh, yeah, no, the bonus is after the time runs out, they have three outs. You just got hit by a pitch, but that's something else.
His dad hit him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to fire his own father. The man has played in 94 games this season, has 38 home runs as a catcher. He's going to be gassed. Just last season, 34 home runs, 100 RBIs. He's well past that pace. If he can keep this up, then God bless him. He's 28 years old. I believe his season, he's going to fall off a cliff at the end. Anyway, keep you up to date as it continues on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of older folks or old people in general, when we come back, and we'll talk about LeBron James, who basically didn't have much to say over Summer League over the weekend. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got so much more to do before we roll out. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it is time to roll into a newsflash. Here she is, Jen Williams.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, Major League Baseball Home Run Derby, it continues on. Jazz Chisholm, after an embarrassing three home runs, has made way for Cal Raleigh and now also Matt Olson, who is batting. Bacha, how many did Raleigh finish with?
He finished with 17. So it is a tie with Rooker. And if Olson does not pass 17 in this round, Cal Raleigh would move on to the Final Four because his home run was hit 0.2 more feet than Rooker's.
Wow. 0.2. So as it stands right now, Junior Caminero and O'Neal Cruz lead the way with 21 home runs. Byron Buxton has hit 20, and the top four guys advance. And so we'll see what happens here in this final guy, where Matt Olson is the final man, and he's the hometown hero here, swinging for the fences out of Truist Park. We'll see what happens as we continue on. Before we get to a few things that
took place this day in sports history. I do want to go ahead and let you know we were talking about Cal Raleigh, 28-year-old catcher, 38 home runs. I expect him to be gassed before the season is up. Someone who's about to be 41 years old, still playing out of his mind, is LeBron James. And so Bronny is still out here in summer league. He's probably done. And he's at Vegas Summer League. He's had some ups. He's had some downs. And his dad showed up to watch over the weekend. And LeBron James was sitting there. And he was asked for an interview. And apparently LeBron James made it very clear to ESPN that he doesn't have anything to discuss or talk about. This despite the rumors about him not being happy with the Lakers, not being happy with the transition that they've decided to take, moving on from Luka and going to LeBron. LeBron James, this ESPN, what they had to say about asking to speak with the king.
Now, I asked LeBron just before tip-off if he'd like to join the broadcast to discuss everything, and he told me, quote, "I ain't got nothing to talk about, guys."
Well, can anybody be shocked? Can anybody be surprised? No, not at all. He's going to control things. He wants to leave things up in the air. He's not going to dispel things. We all know that LeBron James, he has an issue. He has a problem currently with, you know, the way the Lakers are running the team. Well, more specifically, you know, how they have communicated and treated him since acquiring Luka Doncic. So we'll see what happens with LeBron. And then speaking of Summer League, don't expect to see any more of Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg is done. The man dropped 31 points, and I guess now people can kind of give him a break from that first game where he shot 5 of 21 from the field. Things a little different. Cooper Flagg talked about dealing with the hype and the attention and the expectations. Listen.
I think just trusting myself. You know, I've been through all this before. You know, same thing going into college, same expectations, same people talking about you. So it's just trusting the work, trusting, you know, all those hours. Just knowing, you know, what I can do and just getting to the same stuff that I've been doing.
I mean, that's the attitude that you want. He's like, basketball is basketball. I mean, these guys are bigger, taller, faster, stronger. But it's still basketball to Cooper Flagg. He'll be okay getting up and down the court. This is what he had to say about the pace and style of the league.
Yeah, I think I've been solid. I think I'm exhausted. You know, I'm not used to bringing the ball up like that. And, you know, every time I'm getting the ball full court, it has somebody on my hip, you know, playing 94 feet. So definitely not used to that. But I think I did a solid job of, you know, bringing up against pressure and trying to set up our different actions for sure.
Yeah, he's young. He'll be fine. He's not, well, damn it. LeBron is twice his age, damn. Now to think about it that way. And Cooper Flagg will be fine. Anyway, it's the end of the show. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Today, as it has been all day long, it is July 14th. The year is 2025. But if we go back in time to July 14th, 1968, Hammer and Hank Aaron. He hit his 500th home run off of Mike McCormick for the Atlanta Braves. Of course, the All-Star Games taking place in Atlanta. They beat the San Francisco Giants 4-2. But let's listen to this news report, courtesy of MLB, of Hammer and Hank hitting number 500.
After the All-Star game, Henry Aaron steals the headlines when he hits his 500th home run of his career. It comes against the Giants.
Yeah, one of the nicest human beings in the athletic space that I've ever met, and happy to have met him. Not too long before he passed away. Just a sweet man. And just how he always carried himself. You just knew. God rest his soul. July 14th, 1995. Ramon Martinez, he threw a no-hitter for the Dodgers. They went out there and smoked the Marlins. Pardon the pun. 7-0. Listen to this. Courtesy of MLB.
Ramon Martinez is cool as a cucumber.
Both of these fellas from the Dominican Republic.
Going back with the fastball inside.
And it is out into left field. Kelly makes the catch. And Ramon Martinez, a remarkable performance. No hitting the Marlins 7-0.
Yeah, he was close to a no-hitter, but he walked Tommy Greg with two outs in the eighth. He struck out eight dudes, only walked one guy. Yeah, Ramon Martinez, damn, time flies when you're having fun, I guess. July 14th, let's hit the fast forward button. Let's go to 2009, because the American League, they beat the National League again. What else is new? They won in the All-Star game 4-3. And Mariano Rivera, well, I guess what else is new as well, he closed out the game. Listen, courtesy of Fox.
Base is empty. And a little fly ball into right field could end it. Shallow right, and the catch is made by Zobrist, and the American League has won again. A final of 4-3 here in St. Louis. And now the National League has not won over the last 13 All-Star games. And it's Rivera with a record-setting fourth All-Star game save.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, at that point in 2009, the American League was 12-0, and then they had that stupid draw when Bud Selig was like, well, we don't have any more players. That's kind of nuts. It's crazy. And then I think even over the past couple of years, they've won 9 out of the last 10. Just absolutely ridiculous. July 14th, 2013, Jordan Spieth, he becomes the youngest winner on the PGA Tour at 19 years old. The last guy to do it as a teenager was in 1931. Let's go back to 2013. This PGA Tour of Spieth winning at John Deere.
At the 2013 John Deere Classic, Jordan Spieth entered the final round 6 shots off the lead. But with 7 birdies through 17 holes, he arrived at the 18th, needing one more to force a playoff.
Wow! Goodness gracious.
Jordan Spieth, how about that birdie at the last?
It was just one of those shots where in midair, right when I hit it, I don't think it has a chance. It gives me chills still to think about how big that shot was for me.
The improbable birdie forced a 3-man playoff with Zach Johnson and David Hearn. And on the 5th extra hole, Spieth completed the comeback for his first career PGA Tour win.
Damn, it's kind of crazy. He was 19 years old. Time flies. It's 2025. Let's go back to July 14, 2015, because there was another All-Star game that took place. And this time, Mike Trout, he started the game off with a bang. He became the first player in 38 years to hit a leadoff home run to start the game. In the American League, they beat the National League 6-3. This is when the stupid thing still counted towards home field advantage in the World Series. And Mike Trout, he also became the first player to win the game's MVP 2 years in a row. This is what Mike Trout had to say on winning back-to-back MVPs at the All-Star game.
It feels awesome. You know, I can't explain the feeling right now. Just the whole environment, whole experience, you know, it's been so fun. You know, it's awesome.
And how do you explain that Zach Greinke hasn't given up a run since June 13th and you hit a homer off him to start this game?
Yeah, no, I just tried not to do too much. I put a good swing on the ball. Got 2 strikes, you know, calmed me down a little bit. I was a little amped up first couple pitches and just put a good swing on it and went over the fence.
Now, Mike Trout, congratulations. Healthy enough again this year to be an All-Star. 238 average, 17 home runs, 41 RBIs. Yeah, whatever. He's an All-Star, whatever. Mike Trout, here he is. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. And by the time we come back next year, I'm pretty sure we'll have a home run winner. And that home run derby champ will have cemented his place in this day in sports history. As it goes, as it stands right now, Matt Olson, what did he finish with, 15 home runs?
He finished, they took him off the board, so I don't even know.
Yeah.
Less than 17.
Yeah, Matt Olson finished with 15 home runs. He started off hot, didn't hit any home runs in a bonus round, and so the final four is set here at the Home Run Derby. Byron Buxton is here at the plate to begin the second round. He advances with Junior Caminero, O'Neal Cruz, and then also, well, what did they do with the guys who tied at 17?
So it came down to who hit the farthest homer because there's no swing off.
So was it Rooker?
No. So Cal Raleigh hit a home run. I got to pull up the number. It was 470.61. And then Brent Rooker hit one. No, it was 470.61. Yep. And Rooker's homer went 470.53. So he lost by 0.08.
Point. So what is that? A couple of inches?
That is about less than an inch. Or about an inch.
And so Cal Raleigh advances on the technicality. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Major League Baseball has to be happy with that. The home run leader in the regular season advances now to the second round. And I'm sure the Mariners are thrilled about that as well. Let's just have our star player, our star offensive player, go and swing and swing and swing away. It's kind of crazy. Rodriguez already said, man, I need a break. I need a rest. And you have Cal Raleigh who's just like, well, I'll play in the game, and I'll also get some home runs up for the home run derby. So by the time, then they'll be swinging away for another hour here to determine a winner. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. I can't wait to hear what the ratings sound like for the home run derby. I don't think the enthusiasm is there like it's been in the past. So we'll see what happens. Byron Buxton might just be the winner in front of his home state. We'll find out sooner than later. And thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. Thank you to our guests, or our guest earlier on in the show as well, to talk some college football. Brandon Marcello joined us, courtesy of CBS. We've talked about Nick Saban, rumored potential return. We talked about Quinshon Judkins, of course, the home run derby, Teddy Bridgewater suspension for buying Ubers and food for his high school athletes. What a crime that is. We talked about the top 10 list from ESPN. We talked about Garrett Wilson and his new deal. We talked about the FIFA Club World Cup. We went into a lot. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay? It's that simple. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Botcher, and thank you to you. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief, the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap, but don't move. Don't go anywhere. Why? Because Bart Winkler, he's coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.